continue with another guest in studio as we move on through your Tuesday morning. And Stacy Gainey in from the Salvation Army. And you and I have been talking periodically. You still need bell ringers.
You need bell ringers, yes.
And that is anything from 1 hour on up, right?
Preferably 2 hours, yeah. But one is fine. We work with anyone. We welcome pets and small children because they're cute, and you know, not because adults aren't cute, but they're fun. People come in and they like to see fun things, and they like to have an engaging conversation, even if it's a 2 second conversation.
Yeah. From W.C. Fields on out, dogs and kids.
Right.
You know, can't go wrong, you know?
That's right. And it's
so
exciting.
Yeah, it is. And I think sometimes because either the pet or the youngster is there, you'll at least stop and talk to the bell ringer for, like you said, 30 seconds.
Right. You know? Right. As long as they have a smile on their face, that's one of the prerequisites. You got to be able to smile and move your hand, ring that bell, and then. Just have some fun.
99% of the listening audience can do that.
That's right.
Some people that I'm sorry, I had a junior high band director that I think the closest he ever got to a smile was just, you know, what most people would call a straight face. He was just,
oh my goodness.
He was a very nice guy. His face just didn't seem to have the mechanical.
No. Some people just don't have those muscles.
Yeah.
Right. I don't know.
But the rest of us, I think we can handle the smile part.
Yes. Yeah. And it is exciting. It's fun to get out there and ring that bell. Especially when it's cold, people will bring you cocoa, coffee, that kind of stuff, and they'll comment to you, "It's so cold out here. Thank you for being here." But at every moment, every penny that goes into those kettles helps the Salvation Army throughout the year help the people in the community who are in need. So
yeah.
it works.
And we feel need so much this time of year. I mean, I know people are probably just as in need at, you pick the date, July 15th.
Right.
But because it's Christmas, because of winter weather, because of all sorts of things, I think we feel it more deeply this time of year.
Right, we do. And this is the most, the kettle is one of the most recognizable symbols in the Salvation Army and the shield across the world.
Right.
So this is the time that we do our very best to get out there and raise as much money as possible, because throughout the year, you know, face it, the Salvation Army really doesn't do well at other fundraisers. We can have a golf tournament, we can have a couple things going on, but really the best fundraiser that we do is the kettle campaign, and we have to push it really hard. So that's why we're pushing, you know, trying to get some volunteers in here as much as possible to, you know, save the overhead cost and get things going.
Well, you even mentioned to me before we went on the air that it was a unique Facebook post that somebody had put out there, and
yes.
I can't not agree with it.
Right.
You know, it's accurate.
Husband daycare.
Yeah.
Yes, husbands can go and ring the bell for 2 hours while you go shop. Wives go shop with your children, or you can leave your children out there with your husband. Perfect opportunity for him to do something good for the community while you shop for your family.
Yeah, and, so. And even if you're not shopping, just want to go.
That's right.
Be
have
yourself.
A coffee. That's right. Have a husband daycare.
And again, you know, the guys know just as many faces that might walk by as the ladies do.
Right.
And it's that smile. I think, again, most men can smile.
Right.
At least for 2 hours.
Right. Now, I also have to interject here with wife daycare. If you want to have a wife daycare, you can have her out there ringing the bell, and men, you can go shop, too. So.
And they're probably statistically not, you know, in your house maybe, but maybe not even in my house, but they're just as available as far as finding
that's,
2 hours.
That's right.
Yeah.
2 hours is all it takes. That's right.
Now, you've got a good support, I think, from some of the nonprofits. They have come out and signed up for you.
Yes. I do not know exactly who they are. Our volunteer coordinator takes care of all of that. And since our Angel Tree deadline is tomorrow, I have been involved in that. So I'm not sure exactly who's been out there. But yes, we've had some support from our fellow agencies, and it's been fun.
Well, let's talk about the Angel Tree, because the deadline is tomorrow.
Yes.
And most of the time, you know, it's something that you can pull off the tree, and if you're a dedicated shopper, get it back in an hour or so.
Right. Some of these angels do get forgotten, and we do have forgotten angels out there.
Mm-hmm.
So unfortunately, someone might take a couple of angels off, or even just one, either forget about it, or it gets stuck between the car seat, or they lose it, or it just doesn't happen to come back. If that's the case, that's fine, because we also have forgotten angels that go out and the community pulls those off and buys for them. And we also have toy drives going on all over the place. I can't start naming them because I will forget someone. But a lot of folks have brought some toys in. We had our motorcycle toy run, 29th annual motorcycle toy run, Saturday. and they brought a whole bunch of toys. But that really wasn't the exciting part. The exciting part was the noise they made bringing them in. So it was really fun. Even with a little bit of rain, they still came and brought the teddy bears and games and all that stuff.
Most of those Saturdays I've been sitting in this studio and got to hear them rattle as they go.
Yeah.
And it is because you hear the noise, you turn and look, what's going on? Oh, Toy Run,
yeah.
Salvation Army.
Right.
You know, it rings that bell for you figuratively.
Yeah, right.
And
shakes
and that,
the ground.
Yeah. Where are the angel trees that if people would like to go do something right now?
Right now, angel trees are at Priority Bargains over by Hobby Lobby, in Walmart, a couple of places you can't get into. Let's see. Jane Phillips Medical Center has an angel tree. Kmart has an angel tree. Linger Longer in Dewey. I think that's about...
Tracy Russell's office did have one.
Dr. Tracy Russell had one, yes. Oakley Chevrolet has one. And then Dollar General and Dewey is having a toy drive. DSR is involved in adopting a family. Greater First Baptist Church, Tallgrass Estates, had a warm weather clothing drive. So we have a lot of gloves and hats and scarves in there.
Mm-hmm.
Oldies and Goodies Car Club brought in some Forgotten Angels. Tri-County Tech is adopting. Nope, they have a toy drive. Cliffs Flooring also does a toy drive for us every year. First Church of the Nazarene, ABB, City of Bartlesville, ConocoPhillips Research Center, of course, Dr. Tracy Russell, First UMC, Highland Park Baptist Church, Berkshire Hathaway, Phillips 66 HR, Siemens Automation, and Walmart Distribution Center, who, in fact, Walmart Distribution Center will be coming in, I believe, tomorrow with their tractor trailer full of bikes.
Wow.
So we're very excited about that.
I mean, again, bicycle, one of those classic Christmas gifts
right.
that every youngster probably wants, and many families, there's not a bike to be had.
Right.
That's
right.
cool.
Right.
I like
it's
that
very
part.
Cool. And those are all Forgotten Angels, the bikes are.
Wow, that's amazing.
They've been collecting them for a long time.
But if you pull one off of, and I'm going to pick on Walmart because you can get the tree and go do the shopping and return it all at the same place. There are other places. I chose one.
Right.
In that case, you could go to the tree, select a boy or a girl, mm-hmm. or both, and fill everything on their card within a matter of a few minutes.
Right. Absolutely.
And now you ask them to at least fill the card. You don't want to do, if they ask for shirts and clothes and shoes, you don't give them just the shirts or whatever, right?
Right. Some of the children do not ask for clothing.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what six-year-old would appreciate clothing. I know that as a parent I would, of course. But all of them, except for maybe two of our 900 kids, had sizes for their clothing. So
mm-hmm.
that's an automatic, you know, let me buy them a coat or a pair of shoes or a shirt or a pair of pants or something like that. But their wish list has at least three gifts on it.
Mm-hmm.
We like to go shoot for three. And some of those are too expensive for somebody who's taken the angel off to go buy, and that's fine. And they can just buy two other things or something similar. It's just a wish list. It's not a demand.
Sure.
And it's always not, it's never guaranteed that that's what the child is going to receive.
Mm-hmm.
Most of it was generic, you know, Barbie dolls. Some of them were very specific. I don't know, the holiday Barbie for 2016, for example.
Right.
But a lot of it is generic. So it's so much fun to just be able to go out and, you know, remember having toys as a child and someone reliving memories and buying something fun for a little girl or for a little boy or whoever. So
yeah.
It is a lot of fun.
But if they'd ask for, you know, who didn't write down, I want this specific thing, you know, for their own Christmas list.
Right.
And that's nice if we can pass that along.
Right, absolutely, right. Most of them are very close to, if not the exact same thing, yeah.
That sounds like, but again, this is something that nearly anybody listening to us right now could go do.
That's right. And if there is a situation where only two items can be purchased and that third item doesn't happen to be part of the Angel Tree bag,
mm-hmm.
We go through our Forgotten Angels, and that's where they come in, to be able to supplement and make sure that there is enough in a bag for one child, especially if there are more than one child for each family. We don't want one child to have two little things or two shirts or an outfit and no toys, and then the other kids have something mm-hmm. that's really exciting. So we look at that and we make sure it's appropriately balanced. Nothing ever comes out of a child's bag, ever, ever, ever. We supplement others with Forgotten Angels, so mm-hmm. that's
But those Forgotten Angels are sometimes extra things that people can do just to say, here is something,
right.
use it as you see fit.
Right, Right. It's very helpful. Extremely helpful. Yeah.
I know you do so many other things, and we've got another week or two to talk about some of the other things you do, but you help give people Christmas dinners and bring them in. I guess actually you don't distribute food.
The schools do a food drive every year,
yeah,
and they collected over 17,000 cans this year. Amazing work they did. Wayside was in first place, Ranch Heights was in second, and Central was in third. We take those cans, and on Good Turn Saturday, we have a whole lot of individuals coming in here, coming into our building in groups who box these up. And these boxes are what we give out on our distribution day, which is December 15th, mm-hmm. along with the toys that people came in and applied for assistance for. So on distribution day, December 15th, our families come in early in the morning who just applied for food, and then after that, who applied for food and Christmas assistance. Everybody gets a box of food. And if their family's bigger, they get more than one box.
Sure.
So, yeah. And we have people coming in giving away Bibles, folks coming in and giving out candy. And it's just a really, really neat thing to see that the way it works on distribution day. It's an incredible operation.
Do you need warm bodies for that too, just to help put things together? Or do you mostly have that carried?
We mostly have that taken care of because our advisory board and our women's auxiliary come in, and they also bring family members. There are also people who come in who already plan on this. I don't even know who they are. They just show up and do the work and walk the parents through mm-hmm. the maze, and then they walk to their car and they smile, tell them Merry Christmas, and then it's a really nice experience. It really is a nice experience.
Well, it's one of those things that I'm sure people have had on their calendar for a year.
Right. We do need bell ringers.
Okay.
We do need bell ringers.
And there's two easy ways to sign up. You have a great website.
Yes. Volunteerfirst.com. Mm-hmm. Very easy to remember.
And then if you forget the phone number, you can Google it, look it up.
That's right.
Any way you want to.
That's right.
And the phone number is?
918-336-6454.
And obviously, if you can ring, if you could ring today, then that's an immediate need. But if you could ring one day next week, that's great.
Right. We have several locations. We added a couple more. I don't think I have it on here right now. We have added Food Pyramid, and we have added something else.
Another location.
Yeah, I can't do that. Yeah, that, another location. Yeah.
But those are all places that we've talked about before that people are always going in and out of the front door.
Right.
Like Walgreens, like Kmart, like Food Pyramid, like
right.
Walmart.
Right.
And by the way, Walmart and Skytook too, I believe.
Yes.
So if you're listening to us from, let's say, Ramona or something south of Bartlesville,
yep.
that might be
that.
An option for
right.
Food.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely.
This is something that, again, it's an immediate need. These are things that you can do in a relatively short time, a couple of hours, or half an hour of shopping if you can get it done in that
right.
time.
Right, and it is greatly appreciated.
Yeah.
Right.
And of course, again, your cash donations at the Kettles, or simply write a check.
Write a check. Checks are good. Those little green country stickers, they're also something that we can look at and, cross our fingers and,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Good idea. I had thought of that. Why not?
Yeah. Somebody asked, and I think the answer was, no, we can't take your green tickets. And I said, yes, we can take your green tickets if you
sure.
want to get rid of them. And
who knows?
Yep.
So you could win the $5,000.
Yeah, that's right. I know. What good we could do for the toy shop if that happened. That's
great. Or for that matter, I know we have one $3,000 and one $2,000 and five $1,000. So, I mean, it all kind of comes together.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Right.
And we have had people in the past that have won twice. So say just just because you won on prize number 3 doesn't mean you can't win on prize number 7.
That's right. And some people have actually thrown in jewelry, gold coins, that kind of thing, and purposely,
Yeah, there's always one story every Christmas
That's
season
right.
of that gold Krugerrand wherever.
We're waiting for that story.
It could be in Bartlesville.
That's right.
Drop it in the kettle
That's
in Bartlesville,
right.
and
right.
The Salvation Army will benefit.
Right.
Again, volunteer, go online, or better yet, just give them a call and
right.
say, you have some
Sign
time
up.
This afternoon. Can they use
That's
you to
right.
ring a bell?
Absolutely.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much.
Stacy Gainey with us this morning on AM 1400. K1 News on the way next.
Dignity, compassion, excellence. Stump Funeral Home and Crematory, Bartlesville, Nowata, Barnstall. This is KWON Bartlesville and K227CQ Bartlesville.
CBS News. I'm Steve Kathan. Donald Trump may live in luxury, but he says he wants to save the government billions by scrapping a deal for a